oral history interview with Ms. Hester Smith, conducted by John Ingram on September the 24th, 1995 at Miss Smith's home in Anniston, Alabama. The subject of this interview is Miss Smith's life and women in the workforce. Miss Smith, what is your complete name?
Hester Ledbetter Smith.
Okay. What was your date of birth?
May the 10th, 1911.
Where were you born? Were you born here in Anniston, or were you born
in Anniston?
Who were your parents? What were their names?
Joseph Ledbetter was my mother. And L.L. Ledbetter was my father.
What did your parents do? What did they do for a living?
Farm.
Farm. Was that all they ever did? That's how they made the income and sold, or just to survive on?
Well, they had cattle, cows, and they sold a lot of milk and butter and stuff like that.
Okay. When you were coming up, you helped on the farm?
Yes. Everything from milking to helping with the other.
How many sisters do you have?
Five.
Five sisters. Were there any brothers?
No brothers.
What were your sisters' names?
Josephine.
Josephine?
Yeah, J-O-S-E-P-H-I-N-E.
Okay.
She was the oldest, I was second.
Okay.
Was Hildegard third?
Yes.
Or Dolly?
Hildegard.
H-I-L-D-E-G-A-R-D-E. Doris, Virginia. And Louise.
And Elvell.
Well, now there were seven of us, if that's true. The oldest one was Elvell. There were seven girls. And we've said six all the time.
So Alabel was she the oldest?
She was the oldest.
How did you spell her name?
E L L A B E double M to capital B E double M. She my mother sewed. And she had this little bottle of poison of some kind that she put on the machine to make it sew.
Uh-huh.
And she was just a little bitty thing. And she reached and got it when her mother wasn't looking and got some in her mouth. Killed her.
Killed her.
Mm-hmm. When she was a Memphis.
Are you keeping... do your sisters still live around here?
Oh, let's see, there are three of them living.
Uh-huh.
One's in a nursing home at Elk City, Josephine.
Uh-huh.
And Hildegard lives in Auburn. And Louise lives in... She's in Elk City, isn't she?
Okay.
There's three of them living.
Is there any reason why they relocated to Helix City?
Louisa's husband was principal of Alexander City School for years. Superintendent. And Hildegard moved to Auburn because her husband worked. What Courtney do? Robert.
He was with the Federal Soil Conservation.
Yeah.
What, did all of you go to school, to college?
All of us finished at Jacksonville State University.
All went to Jacksonville. Now, was Jacksonville, was it the teaching school then?
Oh, yeah.
Or was it Jacksonville State?
It was Jacksonville Normal to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went into college.
Okay. Did they all major in education too?
Yes.
All education. Is there any particular reason why you all chose education? Or do y'all just want to be teachers?
I guess our mother always wanted to teach, so she just had six school teachers.
My parents are having two right now, or I got two right now. When and where did you meet Mr. Smith?
At Jacksonville, in school.
Now, what's Mr. Smith's full name?
Tell him where you met Daddy.
I don't know who that was. Oh, no, I didn't meet him.
Well, tell him about what happened with Fair Mother.
Okay.
Tell.
Well, it got to tell his name,
too. Okay, sorry.
Claudus, Claudus. Sellers.
Sellars.
Sellers.
E-R-S.
He didn't spell anything right.
Now, you met at the fair. Could you tell me about that?
Well, when schools did any... the first money that they'd make in a year would be what they would make at a fair.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this fair and had to put up a display.
Yes, ma'am.
And I had all these pea vines with things like that on it, and we were hanging them in this booth.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to help. I had him help hang them up.
That's the first time y'all had met?
Yes.
Did he go to Jacksonville?
He went to Jacksonville.
In education?
Yes.
How long was Mr. Smith in education? Was he taught before you opened the sport stuff? Fireworks distributing company and...
Oh, yes. We taught at Weaver together. But I mean, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first school that I know of he taught. But he taught some down in...
at Bethel.
Yeah, in... I don't even know
Randolph County.
Randolph County. Before he came to Calhoun County, he taught down there.
So he wasn't originally from Calhoun County?
No, he was from Clay County.
Delta.
How much older was Mr. Was he older than you? Younger?
No. 3 years older.
How old were you when you got married, Mr. Smith?
I don't know.
Just a roundabout.
You married in 1931 and you were born in
1908.
She was born in
1911. You were 20.
but she finished high school when she was 16, so she'd already been out of high school 4 years.
Right. You had your teeth. Did you go straight from high school to Jacksonville?
Yes.
You did. So you were out at, were you 17 when you got your, 18 when you got your teaching certificate?
Oh, yeah.
Not more than that. Started teaching when she was
18. Okay, that was going to be my next question.
Uh-huh.
Did you, that's what I was going to ask, did you go straight from teaching back to school, straight from getting your certificate back into school, or did you start teaching and then just continually go back?
I started teaching and went back every break, and usually on, at that time they had classes on Saturday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I went to those.
So you were teaching and going to school
going
at the same
time? Going
to school
all at the same time.
She learned how to drive a car so she could go to college.
You didn't know how to drive till you went to school?
Her daddy got her, put her in the car, showed her how to drive on the way to Jackson. And after that, that's how she learned. One day, from Addison to Jackson.
When you got married to Mr. Smith, was it common for females, women to get married that early?
Yes.
Was it oftentimes earlier than that?
Yes.
Now the fun part, you have two children, Claudette, Claudette.
I'll leave if I have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doris Claudette. And I'm the youngest.
How old are you?
44.
And Carol, is it Carol Jean?
Carol Jean.
J or G?
J.
J, yeah. She's 47. Now, if you do this after October 12th, she'll be 48.
And if you do it after September 21st, she'll be 46.
This is recording everything.
That's fine. This will make a better tape than anything. Okay, let's talk about going to, where did you go to high school or grammar school? Did you?
Went to a private school at
Grace Episcopal Church,
but that wasn't.
Well, it's where Grace Episcopal is,
yes,
now.
Yes, right. There was a private school there.
Anniston Day School or some heck.
No.
Do you know how many, approximately how many kids were in that class with you? Mm-hmm. 10, 20.
I'm going to say 20.
Okay. How long did you go to the private school? You didn't graduate from there, did you?
From sixth grade, I believe I did.
Okay.
So see, we were outside the city limits, and we had to pay tuition if we went down to some.
Okay. How much? Do you know how much tuition was? You remember?
No, I don't right off.
Okay. Where did you go after the private school? Where'd you go?
Anniston City School.
Was it all white?
Yes.
Aston High School in the grade when I was in the 10th grade.
Is that the first time it was in there?
It was the new light in 1966.
Fall of 66.
Because the people in my yearbook wrote Aston High School is all white. And there was no grandma, and I was that
first. I was the first graduate in class, but Aston High School when I went to 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. And 1966 was the first year they had freedom of choice.